Oh man, guys, it is Monday, March 23rd. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to the Ralph William Podcast on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for joining me. I greatly appreciate you and your time. Make sure to check out American Killer Bees in PA, located in Stroud Mall. They teach boxing, kickboxing, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, and they have children's classes. So make sure to contact Matt Perez at American Killer Bees on Facebook and Instagram and set up your free class today. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, Eyeon Health, EyeonHealth, and follow me on Twitter at The Ralph William on Twitter. If you ever wanted to know something about a podcast or just talk to me directly, you can contact me in either of those two places. I do a live stream on Podbean, so make sure to download the Podbean app. That way you can have me close by you, because we are in the age that we all have our phones by us. And it's like having a child. We go crazy if we don't have it near us. So make sure you take me with you on Podbean mobile app. That way when I go live on Fridays and Saturday nights, 7 p.m., sometimes we go to 10 p.m., sometimes we go to midnight, depending on the flow of things. You can hang out with me live on Podbean Fridays and Saturday nights. I also do a live stream on Wednesdays around 5 p.m., where it's a little different. We just get to know each other. I get to know the audience, the followers, the listeners, and we all just have a conversation, whatever comes up on that day. All right, guys. So make sure to follow me on those social medias. Follow the live stream. I want to say again to the winner of the Amazon gift card giveaway, Cindy. I hope you were able to contact me. If not, then I apologize. But it's going to have to go to the second place winner. That way, if you weren't able to contact me, then there's nothing I can do. I gave a week to do so. And if you haven't already, then it's going to go to the second place winner, which is Suburban Folk. Suburban Folk on Podbean. Thank you for being a follower. I greatly appreciate your time. They have good podcast episodes that you should check out. So Cindy, if you didn't claim it, it's going to go to Suburban Folk. So either way, thank you for following, everybody. Stay tuned for another giveaway once I reach my next follower goal, which might be 500. I might have to step it up a notch and see what can be done, whether a giveaway or something that I might have to do, which I'm dreading, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. And that's it, guys. So thank you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you. And let's check out the podcast. Man, gravy. Yes. What is going on, everybody? Thank you for joining the Ralph William Podcast. I gotta do this disclaimer really quick before I forget. I am not an expert in any subject or have experience in a lot of these subjects. I'm just a regular guy who wants to take complicated subjects, learn as much as I can in the amount of time that I do it in, and regurgitate it back to you guys, the listener, in a simple format that I can retain in my head. Now, in saying that, if you guys find the information that I am able to say wrong or in need of more details, and if you want to get in depth, then check out the show notes below and look at all the resources that I've looked at and come up with your own conclusion and your own ideas, pretty much. But yeah, guys, so I wanted to get into this subject mainly because, you know, it's something that I've kind of been interested in. Like, I try to take things like this and a lot of things and try to break it down practically. To be honest with you, like, to say things like werewolves don't exist or vampires don't exist, yeah, maybe the movie version of that might be true, but that doesn't mean that there are not practical versions of that. Meaning there could be some genetic, mutation or something that might occur that might have a man being extremely hairy and wanting to run around in the woods hunting rabbits. I don't know, you know, whatever. Or a vampire, or someone with a blood deficiency that just develops a thirst for sucking blood. I don't know. Maybe they're just Satanists. Who knows? But I try to not dismiss a lot of things. That doesn't mean I don't have my personal beliefs. Those are my personal beliefs and my opinions. And I will not force them on anybody. And I will keep those to myself. But that does not mean that I will not do some type of research and try to find its place in the world or find its place in my experience, I guess is the best way to say it. So with that being said, I'm going to attempt to tackle the whole concept of the moon and how it's supposed to affect us. A lot of people maybe use, and I don't want to make this sound, you know, bad, but a lot of people like to use, quote unquote, the excuse that the moon made me do it, or there's going to be a moon something or other about to happen. I might just flip out, you know, or please forgive me what I'm about to do because there is a moon coming. Now, in my brain, I look at that as, you know, you're just using that as a reason to flip out. Or there might be some validity to it. And let's see what happens. So with that being said, I'm going to attempt to get into this whole phenomena of the moon affecting human beings. All right, so when we like to speak about the moon, we hear a lot about the lunar moon. And as far as I know, lunar comes from the Roman goddess Luna, which is prefixed from the Greek as lunacy or lunatic. And according to Aristotle and other philosophers, they said that the brain is the moistest part of the body and it is more susceptible to influences of the moon. Now, the reason why they believe that, and it is puzzling to me, maybe not puzzling, but surprising to me that they knew this information even way back then, that because of the fact the moon has an effect on the tides, a body of water, that because the brain was the most moist organ in the body, that it would also have an effect, that the moon would also have an effect on the brain. They have several names for this in terms of people going crazy around moon, full moon times. A couple of names were the Luna Lunacy, or the Luna Lunacy effect, or the Transylvania effect for those who lived in Europe a long time ago. They, of course, claiming how people were able to change into werewolves and vampires around full moons. But we must think of it in contemporary times. So what about when people commit crimes around the full moons? In 2007, police departments in the UK pretty much uptake or put out more police officers during these full moons to keep up with high crime rates that usually happen around those times. Now, let's get down to the basics. We're going by the moon affecting the tides, correct? Affecting the water. And the human body is mostly 80% water. So by that correlation, there might be some validity, because it would affect the inner workings of the nervous system in the body due to the amount of water we have. Which doesn't mean that you guys should stop drinking water. You should drink more water. The body needs water. Stay hydrated, people. Stay hydrated. Now, of course, in some of the things that I've read, they stated that the effect the moon has on a body of water, or the human body, rather, it is so minuscule that it would not affect human behavior. So let's not use that as an excuse. Dr. George Abell of the University of California noted a mosquito. And the mosquito has more of a gravitational pull when sitting on our arm than the moon does, affecting our brain. Another debunked, or reason to debunk the moon's effect on the body, is the gravitational pull of the moon only affects open body of water, meaning your oceans or your lakes, but does not have any effect in closed, contained body of water like the human brain. Thirdly, the gravitational force or gravitational pull of the moon is just as apparent when it is not a full moon, whether it's hidden or a full moon, it still has the same effect on open waters. So just because it is a full moon, or we can see it, does not make it more effective. It is the same amount, either way. Now, there's been studies, or a collection of different studies compiled into one big study and then analyzed for, I guess, the effects of lunar eclipse or just lunar full moons, things like that. In 1985, in the Psychological Bulletin, they concluded that pretty much there is no correlation between the moon and crimes and suicide and things like that. But this was in 1985. And that more studies it would be unnecessary to do. This was in 1985. So I tried to see if I could find any more recent studies. Okay, so if there's studies saying that it's not the moon's fault, then why do we humans hold so much stock into it? Psychologists Lauren and Jean Chapman from the University of Wisconsin termed the phrase illusionary correlation, which means the perception of an association that does not exist. For example, which I was surprised about because I was starting to believe this, for example, people that associate joint pain increasing during rainy weather. But according to many research done, that this disconfirms that association. Illusionary correlation is pretty much our mind attempting to recall most events a lot better than non-events, or in other words, try to make sense of things that are unseen or problematic to make sense of. If there is a full moon and something odd happens, we tend to recall it a lot better and usually put two things together and are able to remember it. And then you tell others about it because it happened on a full moon. You try to put two and two together, and then, of course, relate it to other people, which spreads and becomes a phenomena. For example, there was a research study done with psychiatric nurses who believed in the lunar lunacy. And when there were those day or those nights where there was a full moon, they tend to take more notes and be specific about patients' behavior and activities. Now, let's not totally discredit this. There has been other recent studies. One in the British Medical Journal analyzed 13,000 motorcycle fatalities in the United States from 1975 to 2014. And with the results, they found that there was a 5% increase of motorcycle fatalities on nights of full moons than non-full moon nights. Now, I don't know if that might have to do with whether it was raining and maybe the moonlight hit the street a certain way that might cause an accident. I'm not sure. I don't drive motorcycles. I'm just, you know, making shit up right now. But that was a finding to at least correlate accidents with the full moon. Now, as I said this in other podcasts, the brain, in my research and other podcasts, there's neuroscientists that pretty much say that we as humans and the brain want to look for patterns. We want to link things together. We want to be able to recall things quickly to make effective decisions in times and in places where we deem to be unsafe. Now, there was an occasion in 2018 where crime soared to 980 in one day. And of course, this was on January 1st of 2018. But they associate that with crimes that have happened, you know, during the holidays, the night before, or, you know, New Year's Eve. And anything after midnight carries over to, you know, January 1st, obviously. But that was under a full moon. So who knows if that had anything to do with the full moon or the festivities of New Year's Eve and the debauchery that happens in around that time, you know, in 2018. But that's the problem with these kind of studies. It might show a correlation, but it might not show causation. Now, in one aspect of the moon or full moon that really got me a little, not concerned, but a little more invested in this topic was the disruption of sleep during the full moon. Because I personally felt these effects. Now, there could have been a lot of factors, but recently we've had a full moon, I believe, and my sleep was being disrupted. Now, I don't know if I should have taken extended notes. Maybe it was because maybe I had an extra cup of coffee that day that kept me awake, or due to family issues, maybe I was a little more stressed out or a little more, you know, I don't know what else to say, a little more worried and things like that. But I did notice times around that time that we had the full moon that my sleep was shorter. It took me a lot longer to sleep. And I've woken up in the middle of my sleep. And it wasn't a long, you know, restful, rejuvenating sleep that I try to get every night. So that's when I took an extra couple of days to look at this part of the research in terms of sleep disruption during full moon cycles. There were Swiss scientists that did a study on this and found that in the moon's 29.5-day cycle, there is a direct disruption in sleep in individuals when it starts to get closer to the full moon phase. They found that it took individuals 5 minutes longer to fall asleep. The latency of the sleep was increased. They were 30% in low wave sleep, which is the deepest sleep that we go through in that time. On the night of the full moon, EEG scans of the brain showed the slow activity in the brain, that the brain activity diminished during that time. Melatonin levels dropped, approaching those the nights of the full moon. And at the night of the full moon, the melatonin levels drop significantly at that time. They averaged out about 20 minutes less sleep during the actual full moon, which I could attest to this because I felt like my sleep was disruptive. Now, I don't know if that's a count of the full moon or health habits or time changes or stress or worries, worriness at the time, but it's something else to add to my brain as a way to make sense of things. The researchers suggest that we carry within us a biological cycle that goes along with the moon's lunar cycle. Researchers linked the 30-day circular lunary cycle or circulunary rhythm to our circadian rhythm, in which circadian rhythm pretty much is the rhythm of our body that is involved with several biological functions, sleep being one of them in a 24-hour period. Now, the moon, don't get me wrong, does do some changes. There is a scorpion. I don't know if it's a particular kind of scorpion or just any scorpion, that when it's outside under a full moon, it does something to its body where it glows. It glows in the dark. Now, they don't necessarily know maybe why it happens or how does it help the scorpion. But from what I gather, it might let them know if they get the rays from the moon, it's kind of letting them know that they are exposed at night, meaning that they get the feeling like, okay, the moon light is hitting my body. I'm getting some sort of reaction to it. It's letting me know that I am seen in the dark and I am susceptible, you know, to be preyed upon. So that in turn, it might make the scorpion find a place to hide. Whereas if they go out when it's no full moon, they're able to hunt and look for food unseen at night. And I also found something with the coral reefs, I believe, that I believe when the temperature and the tides and everything is right, I think it's one time a year or one, you know, little speck of time a whole year, the whole coral reefs, they all pretty much try to procreate at the same time, giving off, I guess, their sperm at one shot to try and maximize their potential to procreate. And not only has to be the right time, but it always happens during a full moon. And they say the same thing, that the rays of the full moon lets the coral reefs know, you know, when they received enough energy and everything is correct in the world, in the ocean, whatnot, where they're able to all release at once and just give off that massive load to procreate and carry on. Now, of course, using my brain, I try to make sense of things and putting things together in a nice little pattern, because that's what the brain does. Now, to continue with the sleep, the importance of sleep, there is a big importance with sleep. Not only does it regulate hormones in your body, for men, if you don't get enough good quality sleep, you lose testosterone. You won't be able to have good release of enzymes for digestion. Whole lot of things need to happen when you don't get. A lot of things happen when you do get good quality of sleep that the body needs. One of those things is the cleanup of our brains. If we're not getting good quality sleep, the brain, amongst all the other stuff that we might do to our bodies, the brain will develop a lot of toxins, toxicity. And there is something called beta amyloids, which is sort of like the plaque buildup in our brains. And if you have too much of that plaque, it causes dementia, causes Alzheimer's. And those type of things obviously are not good. But even if it's not in the extreme cases of Alzheimer's, having black plaque buildup in our brain will cause you to have, cognitive, function. Meaning you're not able to think things through very well, have a rational outlook on things. Meaning you won't be able to make sense of things better. If your sleep patterns is all messed up, you're going to believe things. I don't want to offend nobody, but you're going to believe things that you don't need to believe. Okay? Lack of sleep, bad sleeping patterns, the plaque buildup in your brain, you're going to be thinking a little cuckoo. So that there are waves. When you're in deep sleep, there are these waves that I spoke of earlier that occur during the different levels of sleep. They happen during REM sleep, and there's a third stage even beyond that, where the waves become a little slower. And these waves are what clean out the garbage in the brain. They clean out these plaques in the brain. And of course, they help with neuron firing in the brain and keeps you cognitively adept. If you keep your body in good health otherwise, then sleep is just going to help it out even more in cleaning out these plaque buildups in your brain. It's kind of like it's all interconnected, I feel. There's a lot of things that we try to attack on an individual, laser-focused manner. But a lot of it is interconnected. If your sleep schedule is off, if your eating habits are off, if you're sedentary, things like that, you're going to tend to believe certain things you don't need to believe. Or you can just do your own research and conclude yourself. Because as I dive more into the internet, there are pretty much a lot of information out there, quote-unquote credible information, that could be used for either side of an argument. You're always going to find something for this subject, full moon, behavior changes, and you're going to find things that are going to be debunking full moon behavior changes. Which is why I try to give both sides in this episode. But when you start to break it down and try and figure out how things are interconnected, then you are able to make a definitive decision. Yes, in some cases, or in some ways, maybe the moon can influence you in certain ways. I can say for me, in my experience, I think it might have been in terms of sleep that does have an effect on sleep. And of course, if someone doesn't sleep well, their brain is not going to be optimal. The plaque is going to be built up. And your cognitive brain is going to be off. So you're going to be more susceptible to fall for illusionary correlation. It was circling back to what I said, to what the researchers said earlier. You're going to try and put these things together. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, I fall prey to this as well. I believe in these in certain things. I try and put a lot of things together that might not even have no correlation. It's kind of the way we are built, I feel. A lot of these psychologists and neurologists, which stated that we all try, that human brains always try to find the pattern in things because we were built to find out what is the safe area, what is the safe place, what is a safe situation, why is this situation feel like it's going to be dangerous? Because we came up from a time where everything was dangerous to us. You were in the woods in the middle of the night. You were always in that fight or flight stage because you didn't know if you were going to be attacked by a carnivorous animal. So, of course, the brain is going to start to think like, okay, if I don't come up with shelter or something blocking me, you know, then these animals are going to get me. If I'm out on the full moon, I'm more susceptible to be attacked by an animal. Not because it's a full moon. It's probably because the light, you were able to be seen by animals. But then again, a lot of animals are able to see at night, you know, fairly well. So, of course, we probably didn't know that at the time. But it's all interconnected. We try to make sense of things. Like, I'm not totally dispelling the effects of the moon. It might have some type of effect. But to use the moon as an excuse to say, okay, I might act a little weird during the full moon is kind of a cop-out, to be honest with you. Because then you don't give yourself any responsibility, which is a problem in itself. The more I think about it and dive into this, the more I feel like these types of things are made so that people aren't accountable for what they do. And that's a real problem. People need to feel accountability and not use external things or phenomenons as a cop-out to your actions. So that's my two cents on that, guys. All the links and everything that I research are in the description box below. You guys go look at it yourselves. Do extra research if you like. Knock yourself out. It's all there. This is just my opinion. Like I told you from the beginning, I'm not an expert. I just take the information as much as I can and break it down back to you guys as good as I can. And you guys can make up your own mind. Can there be reasons for a full moon to affect you? In some ways, yes. But for the most part, I don't think so. But hey, I did feel a disruption in sleep during that time. So there might be something to it. I don't know. We just got to look at the calendar for this year, find out when these next full moons happen, and then take account of what happens. Just put in mind to be objective about it. Don't get extra you know, trigger happy on the descriptions. Just if the day was normal around the full moon, then the day was normal around full moon. All right. Take into account, maybe I didn't sleep well and I got into a grouchy mood. And then I took it out on people at home or at work or my significant other. Take those things into account. All right. But that's it for me, guys. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at The Ralph William on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, Ion Health. Follow me on Mixcloud. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. You guys remember that track? I'm showing my age right now. But thank you guys very much for taking time to listen to this. I appreciate you. And that's it. Take care, guys. Don't let the full moon get you. Peace.